Pakistani warplanes struck the stronghold of a Pakistani Taliban leader today, hours after President Asif Ali Zardari vowed to wage war against militancy to the end. Under pressure in their sanctuaries, Islamist militants have responded with a wave of bomb attacks in Pakistani cities.
In the latest retaliatory attacks by militants, a prominent anti-Taliban cleric who had condemned suicide bombings was killed yesterday in a suicide bombing in Lahore. Peter Jacob is the executive secretary of the National Council for Justice and Peace. He says that yesterday's assassination has increased tensions in Lahore and throughout the country.
This conflict now and the assassination has sectarian underpinnings. Moreover, as the Taliban have announced that they would like to have Shiites pay a religious tax because they are non-Muslims in their opinion. Of course, everybody is taking it seriously. The president of Pakistan made a midnight speech. The chief minister is going to participate in the funeral as well. We were supposed to hold a rally in condemnation of extremism and in solidarity with the victims. We are forced to cancel this, including the internally displaced persons who are estimated to be around 3 million now. People leading normal life, everybody is disturbed. And the business is also very, very slow and low at the moment. Religious minorities also feel very scared because there was a bomb blast yesterday in one of the small towns in Punjab in South where a Christian family was hurt. So the situation is quite tense.